Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for Ag Daily for the week of October 16th. Currently, we've got the grains down a little bit to start Monday here. Beans are down 8 cents, corn's down 2, wheat's down 3. The corn and wheat have kind of followed the beans lower here. The Brazilians got a little bit of rain. It looks like it's going to dry out in Argentina a little bit. So that put a little bit of pressure on the beans. Now, we did have sales this morning in the beans of 227,000 metric tons. The weekly export number was huge on the beans, 1.77, but they were light on the corn and wheat at both at 323. So, you know, overall, I thought Friday's closes and the reactions to the reports were pretty friendly, but we're settling back here a little bit today. If the funds want to cover short corn and short wheat, this market can move a lot higher. There's no fundamental reason for it that I really see, except the charts are starting to turn a little bit friendlier, and that could prompt the funds to buy. If we can close it over Friday's closes on corn, wheat, or beans, I think that would be positive for the market. We would continue to see short covering, at least on the corn and the wheat. The bean market, I'm really surprised we're this week here, down 8.5 as I'm recording this. Yeah, the weather in Brazil's changed, but you know, we're talking about weather comparably here to saying the drought was over in April or May with the whole growing season ahead of us. So I think they're discounting it a little bit here, maybe shaking out some of the week longs, but I think overall the bean market is okay. Looking at the dollar, it's still hanging around 93 cents. We need to see the dollar lower to encourage some wheat exports. Last week we had a new sale of wheat, which we hadn't seen for some time, but hopefully we'll see the export business pick up in the wheat, and that'll help support that market. But the beans are probably the one item right now that have the best chance. The carryouts were cut significantly, and if we do have any problems in South America, we're going to see these bean prices react. Today we're lower because of the rains there, but again, I think it's kind of meaningless to think that the drought or hot and dry temperatures are over in Brazil. That's really about it. If you have any questions, before I leave, we still have, hedge pressure this week. We'll get the crop progress reports tonight. I think the corn's still going to be behind. I think the beans will be catching up, but we still have another week or two of some hedge pressure out here, but I don't think it's going to be as bad as what it's been in the last 2 or 3 weeks. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.